This is Chief of Anything, created by Christian Kohlhoff and Michael Portz. Our podcasts serve the purpose of growing people skills for great success, excellent business results, and a happy, healthy people culture.
If this podcast is useful for you, please give us a 5-star rating and tell your friends. We love to hear from you, and we are always happy to learn how we can help teams achieve great success or overcome people pains. All contact details are in the show notes. Much success.
Conversation 2. Beliefs. I am what I believe.
I don't think I can do that.
Aha. Was that a decision you just made?
No, I just think this is all a bit too much. Besides, I'm not a trained podcaster. I'm not a trained anchor. And all this technology's too much for me.
What is it that's causing you to choose to believe that you can't do this?
I just don't believe it. I have the deep conviction that it doesn't work for me.
What would it feel like if you were convinced that you can do it?
I don't know. I can't just decide to suddenly feel it. I need this experience. To be a good podcaster, I need a podcaster diploma.
I feel for you. I'm in a similar situation. Let's try it the other way around. Has there ever been a situation where you felt that you were good at something?
Yes, yes. From time to time.
What situation was that, as an example?
I can cook pretty well, and open wine bottles. I'm good at drinking coffee. At Chico, we always said, everybody does what he can do best. We, the managers, are best at drinking coffee and talking rubbish.
And opening wine bottles and cooking?
No, actually, just talking.
How does that feel?
It makes me feel in flow. That feels really good.
Describe what you feel when you are in flow.
It feels warm, like on a sunny spring day. I feel a pleasant light wind. I have a clear head, not even a slight headache. My head is clear and free.
Spring, warm air, a clear head. Great. What else do you feel?
I see that it's relatively bright when things are going well. I recognize warm colors like orange and green.
What do you say to yourself? What does your inner voice say to you in these moments?
Let's go. Hey, that's easy. One more time.
Very good. Now, can you imagine how it feels when you decide that podcasting feels the same?
Yes. Then it would be easier. I would just say, come on, Michael, let's just try it out. We'll sit down now and do the podcast until it's ready. Before I realize that we've started, it's already over. We hit record, stop, and give ourselves a high five. That went great.
Great. Then we've already accomplished that. Let's move on.
What have you done with me now?
You describe it.
I said to you that there's something I can't do. There are certainly many things that I'm convinced I can't do.
Then I said something to you. Do you remember?
Unfortunately not. I was so busy with my thoughts and my beliefs that I honestly didn't listen to you at all.
The first thing I asked you was whether you made this decision.
I meant cause. There are many things I believe. This is perfectly fine in my world. I believe that I can't fly, at least not without additional equipment. That doesn't limit me in my daily life. There are also some things that would be easier for me if I believed I could do them, like the podcast example. It'd be easier for me if I believed that I could do it. Then I'd just do it without having to rack my brain. Because that's what I always do when I believe that I can't do something or that something is impossibly difficult to do.
It's funny to hear the words I believe from you so often.
That was not intentional.
What a coincidence.
We talk about beliefs.
What you said in the beginning was a limiting belief. It's also called a limiting decision.
I've expressed something that makes me smaller than I am. It prevents me from doing something, something that I want to do.
When you say, I don't think I can do this, what does your inner voice reply? What comes to me and maybe to everyone else who has heard it from you?
Probably something like, I think so too.
Well, if Christian himself says that he can't do that, I guess it's true.
When I say to myself and repeat, I can't do this, I can't do this, I'm too big, I'm too small, I'm too fat, I'm too thin, I'm bad at math,
then it suddenly becomes true and everyone around you supports the statement.
The whole thing also works in the other direction, affirmation.
Exactly. Then it's about positive affirmation.
I'm an eagle. I can fly. I'm the best and the greatest. I believe that if I tell myself that every day, I will be convinced of it at some point. Then I believe it.
I think so. Whether that is appropriate is questionable.
Can I determine which beliefs I have?
Well, I believe that I can believe anything in life that I want to believe.
So I can build up a portfolio of beliefs and make decisions. I believe in that. I don't believe in that. Just to be clear, we're not in the religious realm, but in the realm of truths about me.
That reminds me of a good saying from a mentor. Imagine you are in a new role and you have no idea how to do it. My mentor said, "Fake it till you make it."
Pretend that you can until you can.
Right. Act as if. Pretend. Act as if at first and then work to make it a reality. The first step is to act as if I already can. The following question is also in our script of goals, which we often use. Can you already pretend that you have reached the goal? How does it feel then?
Because if I can imagine it, I already believe that I can achieve it.
That's how it works. That's what I just asked you. How would it feel if you could do podcasting as well as drinking coffee and talking rubbish? Then you started to imagine what it would feel like to be as good at podcasting as you are at drinking coffee. And suddenly you had something else on your mind. A different feeling, a different image, a different sound. Suddenly, it becomes true.
I can take existing beliefs and edit them. That is, change them. What neuro-linguistic programming techniques are there for this?
Deleting, restructuring, reframing.
Like putting the belief into a shredder?
Exactly. Just go to the cinema and let the film run backwards in black and white.
If I complain, I can just click on the red X in the upper right corner and the belief disappears in the trash can.
A swish.
I often think that you have no limiting beliefs in you at all. Is this true, or do you have any?
I'd like to respond starting with, I believe. I firmly believe that you're right. Maybe it'll work out. I remember that I learned the concepts of limiting beliefs and limiting decisions from you. We all make these limiting decisions often. I, for one, made them often in the past. Now I take less and less limiting decisions.
The fact that we make them often is also a statement of faith.
I'm already thinking about one of my mentors again. He once said to me, "You can do anything you want in life. That's what life is all about." That's his mindset, and it's basically a belief, too. I believe what I want. I take what I want. I believe that I can achieve everything I want. In one of the many leadership courses I took, I learned about this concept for the first time. I had just been promoted, and I was sent to a series of seminars. The trainer showed us what we can respond to employees when they express a limiting belief. If someone says to me, "I don't think I can make this decision," I answer, "What is it that's causing you to choose to feel that you can't do this?" I have used this many times before, and each time I observe how the conversation turns completely around.
Until the employee has deconstructed and understood this sentence.
The smartest part of the question are the words, "you to choose," meaning your choice. What I believe is my choice. Where do beliefs live? Only in my head. I can choose what I believe. I can also choose what I no longer believe and thus remove limitations from myself.
There are employees who always say the opposite of what I say. I got to know these mismatchers in the neuro-linguistic programming training. What helps when talking to them is to simply prove them right. Imagine I answer your statement, "Christian, I can't do this," with, "True, I see it that way too. I guess there's nothing you can do." Often, a mismatcher will then quickly change course again and state, "Yes, yes, I can still do something about it."
I see. Because she absolutely wants to disagree. So if someone from my team is constantly against it and often says, "That's not possible," I just play along, affirm what she says, and bet that she will prove me wrong.
I've done it like this many times before. It works.
I'm like this. I'm a mismatcher. I often take a stand against it and look for a contrary point of view. My brain needs a balance, another extreme, to ensure that the result is right in the end. That's where my mismatching comes from. If I say to someone, "That's not possible," and this person confirms my statement, I suddenly start looking for solutions, probably to refute that he's right, or that I was right.
It's like the motto, who is she, that she simply agrees with me.
Yes, exactly. There could be something wrong. What other types are there?
There are still those who like to think about it. Their voice says to them, can I really believe that? Is that correct?
Yeah, right. If I'm someone like that, maybe I can just go for it and decide that it's true. If I want to change my mind later, I can still do that.
Let's face it. There are limiting beliefs that prevent me from doing what I want to do. There are beliefs that strengthen me in what I want to do. Then there are limiting beliefs that are not important because they prevent me from doing things that I don't want to do anyway.
We've talked about beliefs before. It was about the mindset, like the example with the IQ. When kids are told they have a low IQ and they start thinking they're stupid. When others hear my beliefs, they believe that too, and they reinforce my own beliefs. This reinforces the whole system until I end up really having a low IQ and being stupid. If I'm told early on that I have a high IQ and that I'm very intelligent, I might make others believe this too. And so this also becomes more likely to be true. And again, we have a self-fulfilling prophecy.
What other beliefs are there?
My favorite among the limiting beliefs is, I can only be successful in life if I work hard.
A nice example.
Conditional. I can only be successful if I work a lot.
And it must hurt.
If I believe in it, it will happen in life. Today, I'd rather make a different decision. I can be very successful and conveniently work a lot, or conveniently work a little, or I can work only a bit.
Or maybe you even choose to see it as something else instead of work.
Exactly. What we do here is not work, but rather a pleasure.
It runs so wonderfully smoothly again. It's very easy. I think I've just turned a limiting belief into a positive affirmation.
Absolutely. Affirm it further.
Good idea. I had a lot of fun recording this podcast with you. It felt like a spring day with a light wind and a green-orange blaze of color. I was just in the flow.
I know you were.
And again, I begin to question myself. Which beliefs do I have that strengthen me, and which limiting beliefs come into my head? I actually hear quite a lot. The inner voice has a lot of power, yet it is the most difficult to convince. Or is that also just a limiting belief? Is it perhaps quite simple, only that I still had the wrong beliefs? If you are really right, and I can actually change these beliefs, I'm very curious to know how I can do it best. How do I convince myself?
This is Chief of Anything, created by Christian Kohlhoff and Michael Portz. Our podcasts serve the purpose of growing people skills for great success, excellent business results, and a happy, healthy people culture.
If this podcast is useful for you, please give us a 5-star rating and tell your friends. We love to hear from you, and we are always happy to learn how we can help teams achieve great success or overcome people pains. All contact details are in the show notes. Much success.